If children are abused, raped, incest within the homes, it's quite prevalent in the Hindu community. If they are abused in any way, slapped, hit, pinched, verbally put down, made to fear the elders, it's the duty of the stewardship of the temple, the trustees of the temple, the elected members of the community to bring in counselors, to bring in outside help, so that Hinduism has a good name in the world, in the name of Ahimsa, which is the very heart and core of Sanatana Dharma, not hurting physically, mentally, or emotionally. Young people are on illegal drugs. Counselors should be brought into the community to warn them what are the consequences that they may be facing if they continue with this practice. Then Hindu communities worldwide will be model communities if they take care of their own problems, and each temple only has 100, 200 core devotees for the stewardship, the trustees of the temple to work with, and clean up the mess within their homes, clean up the mess within their hearts, clean up the mess within their collective community, such as backbiting, such as making up stories about one another, and all the low-minded things that are going on in the temples today will go on to tomorrow and get worse unless a stop is put on the situation. If any member of a temple congregation and any member of the Board of Trustees know of some of these crimes against Dharma, which are often crimes within the state or county where the temple exists, if they know about it and don't do anything about it, they are the silent participators in the crime and share the bad karma that goes along with it. I would like to see the stewardship of the trustees of the board of directors of each temple look at themselves in the mirror very closely, and if they cannot perform this spiritual function, this religious function, this function of maintaining Dharma, they should resign. And let someone who is more in control of themselves, more deeply associated with Dharma and the Sanatana Dharma, take their place. This new year, we have the planets working with us, the power of the gods, the cooperation of the devas, and Satguru Siva Yoga Swami all working very closely to the earth to make this happen. This is a year of willpower, accomplishment, aggressiveness. Let's take advantage of it. And as we say Happy New Year to each other, let's say also, let's get to work.